This Labor Day, put an end to junk sleep. Right now at Mattress Firm, save up to $500 on our top-rated brands when you get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $699 on Sealy. Or save up to 50% on hot buys from top brands like Sleepy's or Serta. With our highly trained sleep experts and our low price guarantee, you can rest assured you'll get the best bed at the best price. Unjunk your sleep, only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have him back on. His name is Evan Winter. Evan is a writer for SI Bucks. SI Buccaneers is your home for Tampa Bay Buccaneers news and analysis via Sports Illustrated Fan Nation, and he is also the host of the Believe in Bucks podcast. The podcast is dedicated to covering Tampa Bay Buccaneers content. On the program, we discuss the 2021 Buccaneers offense and defense, Tom Brady, also the matchup in the opener against the Dallas Cowboys, and so much more. Evan is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
This Labor Day, put an end to junk sleep. Right now at Mattress Firm, save up to $500 on our top-rated brands when you get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $699 on Sealy. Or save up to 50% on hot buys from top brands like Sleepy's or Serta. With our highly trained sleep experts and our low price guarantee, you can rest assured you'll get the best bed at the best price. Unjunk your sleep, only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale. This Labor Day, put an end to junk sleep. Right now at Mattress Firm, save up to $500 on our top-rated brands when you get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $699 on Sealy. Or save up to 50% on hot buys from top brands like Sleepy's or Serta. With our highly trained sleep experts and our low price guarantee, you can rest assured you'll get the best bed at the best price. Unjunk your sleep, only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows it's important to be prepared for the upcoming storm. With hundreds of items from flashlights and tarps to generators, gas cans, power inverters, tools, and cleanup supplies, our professional parts people can help you find the right emergency supplies to weather any storm. Visit your O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This Labor Day, put an end to junk sleep. Right now at Mattress Firm, save up to $500 on our top-rated brands when you get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $699 on Sealy. Or save up to 50% on hot buys from top brands like Sleepy's or Serta. With our highly trained sleep experts and our low price guarantee, you can rest assured you'll get the best bed at the best price. Unjunk your sleep, only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale. This Labor Day, put an end to junk sleep. Right now at Mattress Firm, save up to $500 on our top-rated brands when you get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $699 on Sealy. Or save up to 50% on hot buys from top brands like Sleepy's or Serta. With our highly trained sleep experts and our low price guarantee, you can rest assured you'll get the best bed at the best price. Unjunk your sleep, only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale. This Labor Day, put an end to junk sleep. Right now at Mattress Firm, save up to $500 on our top-rated brands when you get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $699 on Sealy. Or save up to 50% on hot buys from top brands like Sleepy's or Serta. With our highly trained sleep experts and our low price guarantee, you can rest assured you'll get the best bed at the best price. Unjunk your sleep, only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Brady throws end zone. He's got Evans for the touchdown.
I don't know,
usually it's the guy you're talking about.
One of those weird announcer jinxes. Here's Brady's pass. It's Gronkowski. Back again. The biggest tandem for touchdowns now. in postseason history. The old Patriot teammates reunite in the Super Bowl for a score.
Fake it right here. That's a second drive. Now it's tough to stop again.
Brady, play action. Looking. Third option. End zone. Caught! Gronkowski again with the touchdown. Hold on. There's a...
You fake it here, and then you run on the next one if you don't get it.
There's the fake. There's the pass. And there's the catch for the touchdown. Antonio Brown. Fournette. Touchdown, Tampa Bay.
If he can put that cape on, it's time. It's going to be tough.
Third and 14. He heaves it. Knocked away, and on the deflection, it's intercepted. There is a flag down.
All right, welcome back to the program, everybody. Those highlights were courtesy of CBS Sports in the National Football League, and those highlights were courtesy of Super Bowl 55 back in February as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers handled their business, beating the Kansas City Chiefs, and, of course, Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, Antonio Brown, Leonard Fournette, and the Tampa Bay defense. They showed up and showed out in a major way in this game against the Chiefs. And to talk more about that game, well, actually to talk more about the upcoming season and the season the kickoff opener against the Dallas Cowboys, I want to welcome him back to the program. He is a writer for SI Bucks, which is a website dedicated to all things related to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as a part of Sports Illustrated. And also, he's the host of the Believe in Bucks podcast dedicated to all things Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Let's welcome him back to the show, Evan Winter. Hey, Evan, what's going on, my man?
Ed, man, good to talk to you again. I hope all's well on your end.
All is well on my end, sir. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So we're going to get more into Tom Brady and TB12 and things of that nature, but I want to start off with the Bucs offense. Again, the Bucs offense, again, this year, well, actually during the offseason, a lot of sacrifices were made into bringing the nucleus back from that Super Bowl squad. Overall, the Tampa Bay did a great job of doing that. And let's look at the offense for the Bucs this year. I want to start off with the running backs. Leonard Fournette is back. Ronald Jones the second is back. Keyshawn Vaughn is back. And also they added Gio Bernard from the Bengals. We know what Leonard and Ronald and Keyshawn did during the Super Bowl year last year, but we know Gio Bernard is someone with starting running back experience playing with the Cincinnati Bengals. What does Gio add to the running back core for the Bucs?
Oh, easily a true, reliable pass-catching back. That was the big knock on the Bucs, and it still is the big knock on the Bucs' current two of the three running backs in Leonard Fournette and Ronald Jones, and obviously that's a big deal because those are your two starting running backs, so to speak. So Gio brings a guy on third down who you can rely on to throw the ball, and he will catch it and will move the chains as well. He's really, really good in pass protection, and also he's still a solid runner. I mean, now, granted, he's no Derrick Henry, anything like that, but he is still a very, very efficient runner, and if you give him a hole, he still has the speed to bust a big one. So overall, though, man, he brings a quality pass-catching back to the running back room, and that's something the Bucs did not have last year.
You're absolutely right about that. And, again, you mentioned it, Evan, just they didn't have that receiving back. They have pure runners. We saw with Rojo and what Fournette did last year, but Gio Bernard, I guess you could say, is really the complete back in that running core. I want to move along now to the wide receivers. So Antonio Brown is back. Mike Evans, we know he's really been the man in terms of being the number one receiver for Tampa Bay. Chris Godwin is back, and we saw the emergence of Scotty Miller last year. Just kind of give me your thoughts on the wide receiver core coming back with Antonio, Mike, Chris, and Scotty, and also having a rookie in Jalen Darden.
It's absolutely loaded, and it was almost seven guys deep. Jade Mickens barely missed the cut for the 53-man roster. That was the Bucs' starting kick returner last year. But it's a super deep room, man, when you look at the guys that they put on the field and then the depth guys as well. And it's cool because each receiver has their own unique ability that is their number one trait. I mean, you look at Mike Evans, He's got the catch radius. He's the big physical target. You look at Chris Godwin, he's just a savvy, smooth player who can beat you in a different bunch of ways. But overall, his game is just excellent route running. And then you've got Antonio Brown, who's just a dynamic guy. Scotty, the deep threat. Tyler Johnson, he's pretty much a Chris Godwin, but he really, really excels in yards after the catch, much like Godwin does as well. And then Jalen Darden, man, he's that small, shifty guy. Another element the Bucs offense didn't have last year was that guy, kind of like a Rondale Moore, who came into the draft earlier this year. Just a guy who's real quick, shifty, can do a lot with the ball in his hands in space. And he's also going to serve as the team's kick returner. The unofficial depth chart actually has him listed as the team's leading kick returner going into this game. So each receiver, not only is it deep, all these guys are good, but they all have their own special unique trait that sets them apart, and it really gives the receiver room a really diverse attack that, I mean, we're going to see in full force this year, obviously, in 2021.
Rightfully so, and you mentioned about a diverse attack, and definitely during the Super Bowl year of 2020, a part of that diverse attack was the tight end position. Rob Gronkowski scored 2 touchdowns in the Super Bowl, and also Cameron Brate made a big difference in the 2020 season alongside O.J. Howard did his part as well. If we got Gronk in year one with Tom Brady, how do you think year two is going to be with Gronk and TB12 together in Tampa, as well as with Brayton Howard being the tight ends?
Oh, it should be an excellent year. I mean, Gronk still finished top 10 in a couple of the major receiving categories for tight ends, and he got off to a really slow start. I mean, he didn't really get heated up until about week 4 or 5 of the season last year. So just imagine what he can do with 4 actual weeks under his belt. Yes, he played in those games, but he was primarily a run blocker. I mean, everybody remembers the famous line during the Zoom call, "I'm a blocking tight end, baby." I mean, everybody remembers that. So that was his role until O.J. Howard went down for the year. And just like the receivers, the tight ends have a very diverse attack too. Cam Brate, the possession guy, red zone guy. Obviously, Gronk can do whatever he wants to. But then O.J. Howard is also just a pure athlete. So, and just like the receivers, man, the tight end group is really diverse. But I would expect, as long as Gronk is healthy, obviously that's been the knock on him his entire career, played all 16 games last year, including all the playoff games and the Super Bowl. So maybe that's on the upswing. Who knows? But as long as he can stay healthy, he should have another great season.
Rightfully so. And speaking of having another great season, 2020 was an interesting year for the offensive linemen for the Buccaneers. Excuse me. And they were definitely under the radar, because when Tom Brady signed on to be the quarterback for the Buccaneers, the first position that was paid attention to was offensive linemen. And they protected him throughout much of the year. The first half of the year was a little shaky, but it got so much better second half of the year, going into the playoff run and, of course, in the Super Bowl. Tristan Wirfs is entering his second year. Donovan Smith is back. Of course, Ryan Jensen, who had a for all intents and purposes, you could say Ryan Jensen is kind of really like the leader of that offensive line, kind of the vocal leader of that line. And give me your thoughts in year two under the Brady regime, how the offensive line will improve their play.
That's actually the main thing I'm focusing on this year, especially going into this year, is this offensive line. Because if it plays like it played in the playoffs, and it went up against some tough competition in the playoffs, obviously everybody talks about Washington's front seven. You've got the Saints, who have a very good front seven. Green Bay has guys like Kenny Clark. You've got the Smith brothers. And then you have, I can't think of his name right off the top of my head, but one of their, Rashawn Gary, starting to come into his own up there. And then obviously Kansas City with Frank Clark and others. You've got good front sevens in that lineup. And this Bucs offensive line dominated them. I mean, moved bodies in the playoffs. They were good over the last 4 weeks of the regular season as well, but they really picked it up in the playoffs. So, I mean, if they can be as dominant as they were during the playoff run in the Super Bowl, then this offense, nobody's going to stop him, because Brady's going to have clean pockets all day. We know what he can do with that. The receivers are going to beat their assignments. The running backs are going to have holes to run through. And this offense is just going to click and hum, and it's going to be unreal. It's going to be crazy. And I say that completely objectively. But that's going to be the big determining factor as to how far this offense can go in terms of a next step will be the offensive line, man. So I'm so glad you brought that up, because that is going to be huge going into this year.
Yeah, I was very concerned about that when Brady signed with the Bucs last year, Evan, because I said, okay, number one, you've got this offensive line. It's still young, and then you bring on a rookie, and Tristan Wirfs was a rookie last year, and I know a lot of teams were really chomping at the bit in terms of going on his side, but Tristan held his own last year, and it's amazing what's going to happen in year two with Brady as the quarterback. I want to move along now to the defensive side, and defense showed up and showed out in a major way. I want to start with the defensive line. We have Ndamukong Suh is coming back this year. He's off the virus list. And, of course, we have Raheem Nunez-Roches, and followed by Vita Vea. Just give me your thoughts on the Bucs line going into 2021.
Oh, man, I mean, as long as Vita Vea is in the lineup, and even without Vita Vea, because obviously we saw the Bucs without him for 11 games last year, 13 if you want to count the two missed playoff games as well. But the Bucs defensive line is stout. Vea makes it all run. Sue, to me, is the next man up. He's 1A to Vea's number one. And then you got Will Golston, and like you mentioned, Nacho, a.k.a. Raheem Nunez-Roches. Everybody in Tampa likes to call him by Nacho first, so I always like cracking that joke, even if it is a bad joke. But, they do exactly what they're supposed to do in Todd Bowles' defense. And even though Bowles' defense – is a one-gap penetrating defense at heart, he still wants his linemen to eat up blocks. And, yeah, granted, a lot of times they're going to beat those blocks, and a lot of times those blocks are going to be one-on-one. But still, he wants his guys up front to eat up blocks and then get pressure second. So that's what all four of them that you mentioned, that's what they all do at a maximum level. Like, they're almost elite. I wouldn't say they're elite at doing it just yet. That all depends on how Vea grows this year. But they'll be solid, man, as long as they're healthy. I mean, that's going to be the Bucs' number one enemy this year is health. You know, can they stay healthy? Can they avoid the injury bug? But regardless, the defensive line's set to go, man. And keep an eye out for Patrick O'Connor. He's been mainly a special teams guy over the last couple of years, but he had a really strong preseason. He looks like he's developed a little bit more to his game in terms of pass rushing moves. He could make a few plays this year. He blocked a punt against the Broncos last year, so maybe now he'll get to the quarterback. I don't know, but keep that name in the back of your head because you might hear it brought up a few times this year.
Most definitely. I definitely keep an eye out for Pat O'Connor as a defensive end or defensive lineman, I should say, for the Bucs. Definitely will keep my eye on Pat at that position. And I want to move along now to defensive backs. Antoine Winfield Jr. was sensational last year, and especially in that playoff run and in the Super Bowl win against Kansas City. And also someone that really stepped up their game the second half of the year was Sean Murphy Bunting, also Carlton Davis and Jamel Dean, and and Ross Cockrell. Give me your thoughts on the DBs entering the 2021 season.
It's almost make or break for them, and I'm not saying anybody's losing their job, but a lot of this year is going to determine their future. Carlton Davis is in a contract year. Jordan Whitehead, who was just ruled out for Thursday's game, is in a contract year. Sean Murphy Bunting and Jamel Dean are going into their third year, so now it's time to really start thinking about, do you want to hand them a second contract? Do you want to give them an extension or sign them to a second deal once their rookie contract is up? Antoine's like the young guy. He's the baby. And right now he's the most impactful guy in that secondary. I wouldn't say by a large margin because Carlton Davis is a very, very good corner. Even though he had four interceptions last year, he only had, I think, three coming into last year total. So he, in terms of making plays, Antoine is that guy in the secondary, and the rest still have not necessarily a lot to prove, but they do have things to prove going into this year. So, you know, how big of a step do they take, and how much are they going to feed off of the Bucs' pass rush, especially with Vita Vea? You know, when we go back and watch the film, praying that the All-22 comes back to us at some point, are we going to see corners who are sticking to their guys, finding their landmarks, and when they're dropping back in zone, you know, reading the quarterback, doing all the things they need to do, or are we seeing guys get loose in the secondary, however the quarterback just doesn't have time to get the ball to them? So this is a big year for the secondary. Do I think they'll take that step? Yes. I think Sean Murphy-Bunting learned a lot. He was finally healthy in the postseason. That's one big thing. He was hurt a lot last year, had a lot of nagging injuries that he was dealing with. Carlton Davis is entering his third year in Todd Bowles' system, fourth year in the league, had his best year last year. Jamel Dean, they've said he's worked a lot on some of the things that gave him trouble last year. So, you know, Jordan Whitehead, as long as he can get on the field, I think he'll be fine too. But right now his biggest question is availability, which is not good going into a contract year. But overall, yes, I think they'll take the step. But, yeah, man, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with them this year and if they're going to be able to, you know, start showing that they are the future of this franchise.
You know, and speaking of the future, I think, in my opinion, this position is really the crown jewel of the Bucs defense, and that's linebacker. I mean, Devin White. What can you say about him? Devin White is talented, immensely talented, and Devin White is only going to get better. Whenever his contract runs out, he is going to be rewarded immensely for by the Bucs. And again, you've got Devin White. Shaq Barrett is in a class by himself as well, along with Levante David, Kevin Minter. Also, Jason Pierre-Paul was very productive in the Super Bowl year last year. Give me your thoughts on the linebackers and how they'll perform in the 2021 season.
They are absolutely stacked, and it's the best linebacker core when you include outside linebackers and inside linebackers. It's the best linebacker core in the league, especially when you look at the depth that the Bucs have. Kevin Minter is one of the best third backup linebackers in the league. And then when you look at the edges, the key with the edges is Shaq and JPP play like 82% of snaps per game, like on average. So they're out there all the time. So you don't really need backups, but – and let me take a step back. You always need backups in the NFL. Let's not get that twisted, right? But I'm talking about like, – You're not gonna have to rely on them as much with these two guys playing as much as they do. But that changed this year. At least so far, it's looked that way through the first 3 or 4 weeks of the preseason because Joe Tryon, Choinika, man, this dude has looked unreal. I mean, we knew he was going to have a little bit of an impact just based off the type of defense the Bucs like to run, just his natural position, so on and so forth. But this guy almost looks like he's ready for a starting role. Now, granted, it's still the preseason. There's still a lot he has to prove. He still has to show that he can handle a full 17-game season. Man, by the way, I'm so glad I did not say 16-game. I think I'm finally breaking through, Ed. I think I'm finally doing it. But
I know.
Watch out for Tryon Chwanika, man. Like, he's somebody to watch. And now the Bucs actually have good depth at the outside linebacker position. Even Anthony Nelson is a good as well, or edge rusher, I should say. So, yeah, man, they're absolutely stacked, and I cannot wait to see what they do this year, especially with JPP being fully healthy. He was supposedly – now, this is self-proclaimed on his part, so he could be you know, fudging the numbers a little bit here, but he said he was only at 70% last year, and he still led the team in sacks and made the Pro Bowl. So if he was only at 70% last year, just imagine what he's going to do this year. I mean, it's just crazy to think about.
It's going to be crazy, man. And those linebackers are phenomenal. And JPP, oh, man, we know about his pedigree with the Giants and then winning the Super Bowl last year with Tampa. I mean, at 100%, man, it's only going to, as they say, it's only going to be up from here for him and the Bucs linebackers. So definitely while the defense is definitely handling their business going into the 2021 season, someone who's handled his business for a long time is Tom Brady. And it was a tale of two Toms last year. First half of the year, it seemed off. It seemed very off. Just passes were not clicking. The chemistry was not there. People were wondering, including myself. I said, you know, maybe this may be near the end. But by November, they got hot. I think they got hot. They got going. And everybody clicked on that offense. And, you know, Tom was finding his groove as well. And what a great postseason run that he had in the playoffs and, then, of course, the great victory in the Super Bowl. What did you take away? What were the takeaways that you got from Tom Brady in the 2020 season?
I mean, he did his thing at the end of the year, and we all know how he always says the season doesn't start until November. Now, that doesn't mean the first, you know, 7 or 8 games before that aren't important. He just means, you know, that's when the real guys step up. But you're right. There were some issues, especially consistency slash chemistry issues in the first half of the season, especially after the Saints game. But that all changed after the bye week and after they went through and started using more play action and more pre-snap motion. And when I was down in training camp for the first week, that's one thing I noticed. Now, granted, they've always ran pre-snap and play action, but not as near as much as I was observing in training camp. That's something I noted a lot while I was down there. They were running split flow. You know, it's all kinds of ways that mess with a defense's mind, you know, instead of beating them mentally instead of physically. And that should only help this offense grow even more this year. And Mike Evans said a few days ago that the offense is miles ahead of where it was at this point last year. So that's scary to hear. Now, obviously, Evans isn't going to say, yeah, we suck right now. He's not going to say anything like that. But at the same time, he's not going to lie. So you got to think at this point, the offense has improved. It has gotten more consistent. It has. These guys have found a way to connect with each other better. And that's only going to help take it to the next level.
Most definitely. And again, you mentioned a valid point. Chris Collinsworth always said that, and he still says that to this day, that the season doesn't really start until November, right before Thanksgiving. So, and Tampa and the Bucks really proved that last year. They just went on this classic run, this championship run. And I want to stay just with Tom for a moment. There were a lot of reports during the offseason from his camp and including his trainer, Alex Guerrero, that has said that he could play possibly until 50 or maybe a little bit beyond that. How long do you think TB12 is going to continue to play in the NFL?
Man, I have no idea, but I honestly think he'll hang it up after 45. He said he wants to play, you know, till 45. He extended his deal by one more year. Now, you know, if that happens after this year, then I'll obviously be putting my foot in my mouth, but that won't be the first time that's happened. So I do think he'll retire, though, after 45. On the one show that he came on, the barbershop show that LeBron produces and hosts a lot of times, I can't think of the name of it right off the top of my head, but the HBO show, he even said, like, there is a kind of a solemn moment where, you know, he said it's coming to an end. Like, he even admitted it, and you could tell he was serious just based off his body language and the way, you know, the fluctuation of his voice, so on and so forth. So I would, if I'm going to have to bet, and, you know, let's say I had to bet my mortgage on something, I would say 45.
I don't know. I think he's going to play at least maybe 2, maybe 3 more years. I mean, we've seen this before countless times, and I don't know. I think if he's healthy and as long as he can do it, I could see it maybe like you were saying earlier, it could be a year-to-year situation. But you never know when the continuing saga, the continued great career of Tom Brady. All right, let's move along now to the matchup, the kickoff opener against the Dallas Cowboys. I want to start off with the Bucs defense, Evan, because we know that the defense was awesome last year, particularly at the linebacker position. The Bucs have a little bit of an advantage in this matchup because Zach Martin won't be playing due to COVID, and so that gives them a big advantage. But Dak is back. Dak Prescott got the big contract in the offseason, so he's going to have a lot to prove this year. How do you see the Bucs defense matching up against the Cowboys offense?
They should have success. I do think there's going to be a few times that Dak makes some plays through the air. That's just based off the pure talent that is in Dallas's receiving core. And I think Blake Jarwin, the return of him, their tight end, I actually think that's a pretty underrated storyline that not a lot of people are talking about outside of Dallas, of course. They should have some success. Now, I don't know if they're going to score more than 23 points in this game. That would be tough to do against this Bucs defense, especially how healthy it is and just how in sync it is going into it. All 11 of these 12 guys are entering their third year in Todd Bowles' defense. So that the continuity throughout is just crazy. But then you also got to think about how rusty is Dak Prescott going to be. I mean, yes, it's an injury. Players recover from injuries all the time. but he has not seen live action. Whenever this game kicks off on Thursday, I read this on The Athletic, it will be 333 days since Dak Prescott played in a live action game in the NFL. So you've got to think there's going to be some rust. I mean, everybody's talking about how the rookies who opted out of 2020 are going to be rusty. So don't judge them real too quick in the regular season. So why would that not apply to Dak Prescott as well? You know, it's just a matter of is it going to be a couple quarters? Is it going to be a couple games? So on and so forth. But you got to think Tampa Bay, you know, if Dak Prescott comes out and has a couple bad throws because he's getting used to game speed again, and let's say one of those throws just happened to go into our guy Devin White's breadbasket and he takes it to the house for six, that's a big deal, man. You know, that's going to hurt the team. So, you know, it's not even only the rust, the question of rust, it's, you know, can the rust actually affect the game? So that's going to be something to watch. So overall, I think Dallas will put up some yards. They'll put up some points here and there, but Tampa Bay's defense overall should have a good night.
Okay, and let's switch over to the other side of the ball with the Bucs offense going up against the Cowboys defense. The Cowboys defense has went through some changes during the offseason. Sean Lee is retired, so they don't have him anymore, but that linebacker core is still intact with Leighton Vander Esch, and they have the rookie with Micah Parsons, and, of course, there's Jalen Smith. And we know about we talked earlier about TB12 and the offense, how that's improved with the addition of Gio Bernard. How do you see the Bucs offense scoring against Dallas's defense?
I'm so glad you mentioned change in the beginning, because that is the definition of this Dallas defense. They've got a new defensive coordinator. They've got a new defensive scheme. And based off of this article I read in The Athletic, they've got 14 new players on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, that's a lot of change, man. So, to me, this, when it comes down to the offense and defense, the Bucs offense, the Dallas defense, it's familiarity with the Bucs offense. Like I said, Mike Evans was talking about how they're miles ahead and how they're growing, how the rapport is doing well, versus new territory when it comes to the Dallas defense. They, a bunch of new guys working together, working under a new defensive coordinator, a new defensive scheme, so on and so forth. But I do think Dallas is going to have some pretty unique pressure packages, especially with Michael Parsons now being in the lineup. I think they're going to try to send different looks from different angles, from different spots on the field. We know how that can get to Brady at times. So I do think Dallas could make a couple plays on defense, but overall, man, no. I think the Bucs are going to hang about 30 points. The run defense still has a ton of questions. Like I said, the pass rush, you know, it depends on how they're going to deploy it, how they're going to scheme it. But right now, all you've got is DeMarcus Lawrence in terms of a proven pass rusher. And then the secondary is just full of questions. And one matchup to watch is going to be when Anthony Brown goes on Mike Evans. That could be potential disaster for Anthony Brown. The wrong AB in this situation. Not the Bucs AB, the wrong AB, but it could be total disaster for him if he is stacked up against Evans, because Dan Quinn's defense isn't known for shadowing corners, or shadowing receivers, rather, I should say. So you got to think Evans is going to be up against him at some point in time, and that's my big matchup to watch. But overall, the Bucs offense should have a very good night against this Dallas defense.
Okay.
Oh, and you got to think, too, real quick. Sorry, I completely left this part out, but Bruce Arians has played Dan Quinn four times in the last 2 years. So, you know, he's pretty familiar with that defense and what they like to do as well.
Absolutely. Excuse me. Absolutely. It's nothing like familiarity, especially in sports. After you've known somebody for a while, you can kind of figure out schemes and game plans and things of that nature. And before we let you go, Evan, I've got to ask you, you know, I mentioned earlier about the Cowboys not having offensive lineman Zach Martin due to COVID-19. Quarterback Tom Brady mentioned about COVID-19, saying that he had it and he's fully vaccinated. How do you think COVID has already impacted not just sports, but daily lives in general, now that we have vaccine mandates, but fans are coming back to a lot of the stadiums? How do you think COVID will have more of an impact this season, or do you think it had more of an impact last season? Okay, well, Evan will rejoin us in just one moment. But again, with the as far as with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, again, the kickoff opener against the Dallas Cowboys will be Thursday. And again, it is going to be a great game. It's going to be an interesting game. And there's so many different storylines upon this. And Evan, are you still with us? Okay, well, Evan, he dropped off. We'll try to get him back on. But again, as I stated before, again, this is going to be a fantastic game. So many different storylines. The Buccaneers, the defending Super Bowl champions. Also, we've got Dallas is coming back, as he mentioned earlier, Dak Prescott being away at not playing an NFL game in over 300 days. There's Ezekiel Elliott, Amari Cooper. This is a brand-new defense for the Cowboys, and this is going to be just an interesting game. And, you know, with Dallas, it's never a dull moment. That with Dallas, it's never a dull moment, and it's the soap opera that is the Dallas Cowboys, and you can rest assured that it's going to be a lot of fireworks in this game. As far as point spreads are concerned, I don't know what the point spread is going to be because it's so many dynamics and so many variables in this contest, and it's just going to be interesting on how this thing is going to play out. Again, Evan is going to be calling back in just a minute, but again, and what about the offensive linemen with Tom Brady and how they're going to perform in year two? This is going to be so interesting. And Evan mentioned about after 45, Brady could play one more year. I don't know. I think he's going to extend it a little bit longer. But, you know, we shall see. You never know what's going on in the mind of Tom Brady or even what the Bucs want to do. I think he'll just go year to year in this one. But it's going to be an interesting thing on how it all plays out, not just with Tampa Bay, but also with Dallas this year, how it all plays out with Dak and things of that nature. But Tampa, they've got a lot riding this year. This is it's hard to win in professional sports, and it's hard to win in the National Football League. And you can rest assured that it's definitely something that we'll definitely be paying attention to, definitely something that we'll have our eyes and ears on. While we try to get Evan back on, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. And until then, here's some more highlights from Super Bowl 55, courtesy of CBS Sports.
It's the guy you're talking about.
One of those weird announcer jinxes. Here's Brady's pass. It's Gronkowski back again. The biggest tandem for touchdowns now in postseason history. The old Patriot teammates reunite in the Super Bowl for a score.
Fake it right here. Everyone come over. Just throw them a little flat screen, a little pick play. That's a second drive. Now it's tough to stop again.
Brady, play action. Looking. Third option. End zone. Caught! Gronkowski again with the touchdown. Hold on. There's a flag.
Watch Gronk. They're going to hold, right? This team holds a lot. But he's so big, he's just going to push off. And that's the guy in this game that's troublesome if you're Kansas City and see that laser.
This Labor Day, put an end to junk sleep. Right now at Mattress Firm, save up to $500 on our top-rated brands when you get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $6.99 on Sealy. Or save up to 50% on hot buys from top brands like Sleepy's or Serta. With our highly trained sleep experts and our low price guarantee, you can rest assured you'll get the best bed at the best price. Unjunk your sleep, only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Discovery Plus is the streaming home of the 90 Day Universe. Every outrageous moment, every epic meltdown, and every sizzling romance. Watch every season, every episode of 90 Day Fiancé, 90 Day Bears All, and so much more. Get ready for all the love and all the drama. The streaming home of the 90 Day Universe is on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial. Terms apply.
Hey!
The Property Brothers have a new streaming home.
On Discovery Plus.
Start your free trial now so you can stream every show they've ever done.
On a scale of 1 to a gazillion, how excited are you?
Every demo, every hurdle, every miraculous reveal.
This is amazing. Beautiful.
From their very first episode to now and everything in between.
On Discovery Plus.
The streaming home of the Property Brothers, plus so much more, is
Discovery Plus.
Shall we do this?
Stream now for just $4.99.
Battling your bed every night? Why? Because you like tossing and turning on that old lumpy mattress you've had since graduation? No, get a Purple mattress. Only Purple has the grid. It's amazingly supportive and cushions your curves, no matter how you sleep. Plus, Purple's 100-night trial guarantees a great night's sleep every night, or your money back. Stop battling your bed. Get Purple. For a limited time, save up to $350 on select mattresses and bedding at purple.com/sleepin. Terms apply.
Get it. Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it. Get it.
Gonna get it, Daddy?
She'll get it.
Get it. Get it.
When you bring home a Goodwill find, you give your whole town a reason to celebrate, because you're also funding local job training and placement programs in tech, healthcare, and more. Goodwill. Bring good home.
This Labor Day, put an end to junk sleep. Right now at Mattress Firm, save up to $500 on our top-rated brands when you get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $6.99 on Sealy. Or save up to 50% on hot buys from top brands like Sleepy's or Serta. With our highly trained sleep experts and our low price guarantee, you can rest assured you'll get the best bed at the best price. Unjunk your sleep. Only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Joe didn't talk to a Mattress Firm sleep expert, and when hunger led him to the deli, junk sleep left his wallet at home.
Oh, did I?
Leaving Joe checking every single pocket.
No, twice.
To the frustration of everyone in line. For the type of sleep that makes wallets unforgettable, head to Mattress Firm and unjunk your sleep today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts knows it's important to be prepared for the upcoming storm. With hundreds of items from flashlights and tarps to generators, gas cans, power inverters, tools, and cleanup supplies, our professional parts people can help you find the right emergency supplies to weather any storm. Visit your O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows it's important to be prepared for the upcoming storm. With hundreds of items from flashlights and tarps to generators, gas cans, power inverters, tools, and cleanup supplies, our professional parts people can help you find the right emergency supplies to weather any storm. Visit your O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This Labor Day, put an end to junk sleep. Right now at Mattress Firm, save up to $500 on our top-rated brands when you get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $6.99 on Sealy. Or save up to 50% on hot buys from top brands like Sleepy's or Serta. With our highly trained sleep experts and our low price guarantee, you can rest assured you'll get the best bed at the best price. Unjunk your sleep. Only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale. This Labor Day, put an end to junk sleep. Right now at Mattress Firm, save up to $500 on our top-rated brands when you get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $6.99 on Sealy. Or save up to 50% on hot buys from top brands like Sleepy's or Serta. With our highly trained sleep experts and our low price guarantee, you can rest assured you'll get the best bed at the best price. Unjunk your sleep. Only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Evan, are you back here, back with us?
Yeah, man, I'm sorry about that. I have no idea what happened.
No problem. It's all good. What I was getting ready to ask was, we know Tom Brady recently revealed that he had a bout with COVID, but he's fully vaccinated, and we know how COVID has impacted not just the world of sports but everyday life. We know that the NFL is expecting full crowds back at a lot of their stadiums. How are the Buccaneers handling the vaccination mandates or just COVID policies in general in terms of backup plans? If players get COVID, will they be ready to have a plan in place to have their players ready in terms of, like, intense practices and things of that nature?
Well, yeah, it sounds like everything's going pretty well for them in terms of just the team uniting and all getting vaccinated. Bruce Arians said a little while ago that the team had reached 100% levels in terms of the coaching staff, the front office, the players, everyone down there is vaccinated. So, excuse me, that's obviously encouraging to hear. There were a few players that had to be added to the list over the last week or so. Ndamukong Suh was obviously one of them. Ryan Succop, a couple of backup offensive linemen. But since then, there haven't been any other issues. And then Bruce Arians is kind of implementing his own rules when it comes to COVID-19 policies. He's telling the media this. Now, obviously, this could change behind closed doors. We never want to assume that's not happening. But in terms of what he's telling the media, even vaccinated players aren't going to be allowed to leave hotels, go out, so on and so forth when they're on the road, even during weeks at home. You're still going to have to follow the same rules as last year, according to Bruce Arians. So he specifically said the NFL has its own rules. I have mine. So, and he's talking about adding on to the NFL rules, not defying the NFL's rules, just to clear the context there. I mean, they're handling it pretty well, it sounds like, and they're definitely doing their own thing. We'll see how it goes. But Arians was clear from the beginning last year when he said the team that beats COVID is going to be the team that wins it all. It's going to be the last team standing at the end of the day. And so that mentality helped win them the Super Bowl last year. So why not do it again when you're trying to repeat?
Absolutely. You heard it from him. He is Evan Winter. And Evan, thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. Tell everybody what you do as the writer for SI Bucks and also host of the Believe in Bucks podcast.
Yeah, man, I get to cover the Bucks. I'm a credentialed member, media member. Whenever I do make time to get out of Nashville and get down to training camp, I'm able to cover that. I'll be on the road for certain games this year, covering those games and just, you know, trying to follow the action and the developments as much as I can. And on the Believe in Bucks podcast, I'm the main podcast host. So be sure to check out, I've got a preview episode that's going to be coming out tomorrow that breaks down the Cowboys-Bucks game, kind of like what we just did. And then, obviously, I'll have stuff all week long on allbucks.com, which is SI Buccaneers' Bucks website. So, yeah, find me on Twitter as well, at Evan_Winter. That's where you can find me and what I do.
Awesome. And, Evan, one more time, tell everybody where they can find you on social media as well as SI Buccaneers, the Believe in Bucks podcast, and also any websites that you want to promote, let them know that as well.
Yeah, so allbucks.com, and then you've got Believe in Bucks podcast, which is on Believe.com, or the Twitter handle at Believe Podcast, and that's BLEAV. And then you can find also it on iTunes, Spotify, you know, Twitch, all that good stuff. I'm just way too old to know all the different streaming sites. But, yeah, that's where everyone can find me. And then on Twitter, of course, at Evan_Winter.
All right. And you heard it from him. He's Evan Winter. He's a writer for SI Buccaneers and host of the Believe in Bucks podcast, giving us the 411 on what's currently going on with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the opener that's coming up against the Dallas Cowboys. Evan, again, thank you so much, my man. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
For sure, Ed. Always a pleasure to be on, man. And I'll definitely have to have you on Believe here very soon as well.
Solid. Just let me know, my man. And we'll thank you again. And we'll be back with more right after this.
You come back in this one, this will live on the test of time forever against Brady in this situation.
He is taken down by Shaq Barrett.
Let's watch. You see Barrett just fighting. A lot of that's because of the other side, too, though. I mean, Pierre Paul's dominating on the other side right there. You see that? Mahomes has nowhere to go.
There was Sue in the area also.
If he can put that cape on, it's time. It's going to be tough.
Third and 14. He heaves it. Knocked away. And on the deflection, it's intercepted. There is a flag down. But that is Winfield with the...
Second
and nine. able to escape. Sue is on him. Misses him. Pass off the hands of Robinson.
Wow, what a play. Goodness, Jim, if you score a touchdown here, we've seen a lot.
This Labor Day, put an end to junk sleep. Right now at Mattress Firm, save up to $500 on our top-rated brands when you get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $6.99 on Sealy. Or save up to 50% on hot buys from top brands like Sleepy's or Serta. With our highly trained sleep experts and our low price guarantee, you can rest assured you'll get the best bed at the best price. Unjunk your sleep, only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Joe didn't talk to a Mattress Firm sleep expert, and when hunger led him to the deli, junk sleep left his wallet at home. Leaving Joe checking every single pocket. Twice. To the frustration of everyone in line. For the type of sleep that makes wallets unforgettable, head to Mattress Firm and unjunk your sleep today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows it's important to be prepared for the upcoming storm. With hundreds of items from flashlights and tarps to generators, gas cans, power inverters, tools, and cleanup supplies, our professional parts people can help you find the right emergency supplies to weather any storm. Visit your O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Battling your bed every night? Why? Because you like tossing and turning on that old lumpy mattress you've had since graduation? No, get a Purple mattress. Only Purple has the grid. It's amazingly supportive and cushions your curves, no matter how you sleep. Plus, Purple's 100-night trial guarantees a great night's sleep every night, or your money back. Stop battling your bed. Get Purple. For a limited time, save up to $350 on select mattresses and bedding at purple.com/sleepin. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, put an end to junk sleep. Right now at Mattress Firm, save up to $500 on our top-rated brands when you get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $6.99 on Sealy. Or save up to 50% on hot buys from top brands like Sleepy's or Serta. With our highly trained sleep experts and our low price guarantee, you can rest assured you'll get the best bed at the best price. Unjunk your sleep, only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale. This Labor Day, put an end to junk sleep. Right now at Mattress Firm, save up to $500 on our top-rated brands when you get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $6.99 on Sealy. Or save up to 50% on hot buys from top brands like Sleepy's or Serta. With our highly trained sleep experts and our low price guarantee, you can rest assured you'll get the best bed at the best price. Unjunk your sleep, only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of the Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Evan Winter, writer for SI Buccaneers and also host of the Believe in Bucks podcast. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson, and remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
This Labor Day, put an end to junk sleep. Right now at Mattress Firm, save up to $500 on our top-rated brands when you get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $6.99 on Sealy. Or save up to 50% on hot buys from top brands like Sleepy's or Serta. With our highly trained sleep experts and our low price guarantee, you can rest assured you'll get the best bed at the best price. Unjunk your sleep, only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale. This Labor Day, put an end to junk sleep. Right now at Mattress Firm, save up to $500 on our top-rated brands when you get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $6.99 on Sealy. Or save up to 50% on hot buys from top brands like Sleepy's or Serta. With our highly trained sleep experts and our low price guarantee, you can rest assured you'll get the best bed at the best price. Unjunk your sleep, only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
unexpected trouble? CashNet USA can take the stress out of borrowing emergency funds. Our fast, secure application process makes it easy to apply online 24/7. Plus, CashNet USA offers same-day funding if approved before 10:30 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Additional terms may apply. Visit CashNetUSA.com or tap the banner to apply today.
This Labor Day, put an end to junk sleep. Right now at Mattress Firm, save up to $500 on our top-rated brands when you get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $6.99 on Sealy. Or save up to 50% on hot buys from top brands like Sleepy's or Serta. With our highly trained sleep experts and our low price guarantee, you can rest assured you'll get the best bed at the best price. Unjunk your sleep, only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale. This Labor Day, put an end to junk sleep. Right now at Mattress Firm, save up to $500 on our top-rated brands when you get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $6.99 on Sealy. Or save up to 50% on hot buys from top brands like Sleepy's or Serta. With our highly trained sleep experts and our low price guarantee, you can rest assured you'll get the best bed at the best price. Unjunk your sleep, only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.